Leonardo, welcome. So where do you work? And describe your children for me.
Hi. So I work in an international daycare in Espoo, and we have 28 children. The vast majority of them are coming from fully Finnish families, which means that they have Finnish as their mother tongue at home. And then for some reason, the parents, they want them to learn English early. So, and I have couple, this year we have a couple of children or a bit more from different international backgrounds, whether the mom is Finn or sorry, one of the parents is Finn and the other is a foreigner, or whether both parents are foreigners and living in Finland for a long time. So the children are from we have in this daycare are from 3 years old to 6 year old. So we also have a preschool there. And yeah, so that is the somehow the background of my work.
All right, yeah, I think that'll be enough to provide some context. All right,
All
so
right.
now the big, most difficult question: how do you
Wait,
incorporate
wait,
what?
wait. I think
Yeah.
it's important. I think it's important to say that there are five teachers. So I share the workplace
Okay.
with another five teachers. So they are from different places that from the world. So and then we all of us, all the five teachers, at some point we interact with all of the children. Although we have our own groups, we interact with all of them.
Okay.
Sorry.
Can you briefly describe the background of the teachers? Is it most, are they Finnish, from English-speaking countries, or it just varies?
It varies. I mean,
Yeah.
we have one Finnish, one American, one, well, actually two Spanish speakers. And right now there is another American, but she's going to leave. So it's kind of, and it varies. We have had
Okay.
Russian, we have had Germany. And so it depends
Okay, a
on the
lot.
years.
Okay. All right. Now we can move on to the second question. All
Yeah.
right. So, how do you incorporate multilingual and multicultural practices in the daycare?
As the daycare is an international and kind of English daycare, it is somehow a bit more easier to identify those type of practices. So the first one, of course, is the language that we teach to the children. So firstly, they come to the daycare come like without any English skills. So we are mixing up languages quite a lot. So we mix up, or what I do is translate the phrases that I say in Finnish to English, so the children start to get acquainted with the language. We do have we try to be meaningful with the language in the way that whatever comes, like I don't know, if something drops out of my hands or something, we try to say the phrases that they are set in England or in the United States or something, so that children learn from those experiences. We do also most of our written productions are hanged in the daycare. So besides spoken language, we have also written language, and we try to share it with the children. So for example, sometimes I have a billboard, and in the billboard I have a phrase that is in English, and then and I have the children's artwork. So this type of symbolic language is important also. What else? Well, those would be the language, or the multilingual. Then the multicultural, of course, like we try to celebrate important dates about Finland, and also American date, English dates. If there is some very like important date in a different country, for example, in Mexico, we try to include it there, especially if we have that a child that belongs to that culture. So, for example, if we, for the Dad's Day, so because I'm Mexican, so we incorporate it in the calendar. So, and if we had, we have had this, I think 2 years ago, we had an Indian girl. So we tried to celebrate this, how was it called? I don't recall, but it was like the Lights Festival.
Okay.
And also when we have a Chinese child, we try to celebrate the year according to them. So those are some others. What else? I think food. Food is also important because it's part of the culture. And although we receive mostly foods from Fazer, and Fazer is very Finnish, and they do mostly Finnish food. Nowadays, they have tried to do a bit more things that are from other countries. And when that happens, we try to explain the children about the different types of food that there are in different countries. So sometimes I think that once they have even made tacos, they were horrible. But anyways, so I was trying to say that, yeah, these are tacos and we eat this in Mexico and blah, blah, blah. So of course, in that sense, the children start to become aware of different practices and different, different practices and different ways to understand people that are from different countries. And I think also in somehow embedded in the daycare itself, the fact that we have 5 different teachers and most of us are from different countries. I mean, we have these 2 Americans, but we have had all most of the times 1 people from different countries. So so that also gives some type of help to give some kind of awareness for the children on how people does different things and how they speak, how different they speak, how different phrases they do when something happens or food or, you know, things like that. So, those would be the multicultural things in the daycare.